experience of the pupil swimming within the ocean. It is this breakthrough which we wish to attain by everything which is going on, that we actually want to have a better experience of our japa technique. As I was leaving the dog, who was joyfully just goop, goop, goop there, I remembered what happened 1.5 months ago in my life. We had given a japa retreat in Croatia on the island of Brač. And I want to invite all of you next year to come to this Mediterranean island for level super advanced. it's in the midst of the sea, totally undisturbed. And one day we took a boat out to a monastery, which is also on the island. So we went next to the coast with a boat. And in the church of the monastery, the monks invited me to give a lecture on one of our saints. And I chose Haridas Thakur and lectured in that monastery church about Haridas Thakur as the one who gives an example of the relish of the holy name. And on our way back, we were all in high spirits on our boats. We all of a sudden noted in German we would say Steuerbord, that's the left side of the boat, as far as I know, a herd of dolphins swimming next to us. Now, I understand that where Giriraj Maharaj lives, there are pelicans and dolphins. But for us Western Europeans, to see dolphins is a novelty. We only saw that in an American TV serial called Flipper. And all of us, therefore, ran to the steuerboard, the left side of the boat, to behold or watch the dolphins who had become attracted to the chanting of the devotees. And that was a major crisis for the captain, because the boat started to capitalize, but the devotees were not willing to distribute themselves over the boat for balance. They wanted to see the dolphins. And then a little water started to leak in, and then they understood that they must now go to the other side of the boat. But the reason I'm telling you this is that the chanting, when done by a group of devotees who really has an intent to deepen and to close this gap of between theory and experience, has a very profound, powerful atmosphere influence on the atmosphere, on the dolphins. So I would like to bring you to summarize what Yajna Purusha Prabhu took us through in the morning time. I was supremely inspired by Yajna Purusha Prabhu's skills of teaching and his own depths of Krishna consciousness, and thought it was wonderful what he did. And then I want to take you to two very powerful chanting experiences. But before we do so, I want to show you a 5-minute long slideshow, and I request you to tune in. It will open your heart a little bit, we hope. It was designed for our japa retreats, and I hope you like it.